What do you lose when you sin? That's the subject of today's episode of Grace in Focus. Hi, I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. So glad that you've joined us. We're currently taking questions from listeners just like you. You can get your questions answered by sending us a message to our email, which is radio@faithalone.org. Let's go right to today's episode with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Welcome to the show. This is Grace in Focus. I'm here with Dr. Bob Wilkin.
Hello, Sean.
Although as Plymouth Brethren, you don't like to be referred to as doctor, I don't think.
No.
Isn't that
I think
kinda...
the last time that happened was about 1987. I taught at Multnomah for 1 year between 86 and 87, and since then, nobody calls me Dr. Wilkin.
Well, you know, isn't it weird? There's so many warnings in Scripture against religious teachers having fancy titles.
Don't call him father.
Yeah.
Don't even call him teacher.
Isn't it kind of sad, though, that probably religious teachers are the most insistent on having special titles?
Well, I have a friend, whenever he calls me, he says, is this the right Reverend Robert Wilkin?
Well, that's it, yeah.
And I said, yes, is this the right Reverend David Renfro?
Right.
And so when we talk, we both kid each other, but yeah, we don't go by Reverend or Right
yeah,
Reverend.
Honorable Reverend Doctor Professor.
Although you and I are ordained.
I'm a Reverend, yeah. Technically, yeah. I'm a Reverend, or people call me, sometimes they call me Pastor, and I don't particularly like that. I mean, Paul was Paul, and
right.
You know, I mean, Jesus was Master or Lord, but
right.
Paul was Paul, and I'm Sean.
Right.
Anyways, a little tangent there, but that's okay.
That wasn't one of the questions.
This is a question on a recent blog that I wrote, but we can both answer this. It's from Hal, and Hal says, I enjoyed your article on what you can lose when you sin. And this is an article on Michael Eaton, on what you can lose when you sin. Michael Eaton was, I believe he was from England, but he ministered in South Africa. And he had this great little quote that I found about what you can lose when you sin. Now, you can't lose your salvation because it's eternal. But there's lots of different things that you can lose. Your joy and your peace and your usefulness to God and your rewards and your, you know, stuff like that.
So if people want to read that, they can go to our website, faithalone.org, look under resources, and then look under blog.
Right.
And they'll find it if they search under blog. Or they can just click on the little magnifying glass and type in
and search,
Michael
yeah.
Eaton or what we lose when we sin.
Right. You know, a lot of people, it's amazing. We started our blog, I don't know how many years ago now, 2 years ago and not yep. very long ago. And it's really transformed our ministry. Our ministry has really transformed a lot.
Absolutely. Well, we used to do it 5-6 years ago, but it was like one or two blogs a year.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, we decided
it was more of a blip.
Every day. Yeah, not a blog,
not really a blip.
A blip. Yeah. And then, 2 years ago, we made a commitment every day.
And we were like, this is crazy. We're never going to be able to do it every day.
But we do.
Man, we do. Most of our best stuff, I would say, comes there. Except I like now I like these radio shows.
I like them too. And a lot of now our radio and a lot of our blog comes from questions from our readers and our listeners.
Right, which you can send to radio@faithalone.org. So Hal read my blog, and here's a question he has. I heard a new line that I've never heard this week. I was talking to a fellow who said, if a person does not stay faithful, that he would not lose justification, new birth, regeneration, or salvation. However, he would lose his inheritance. And this man said inheritance is eternal life, and thus the person would go to hell. He told me he came to this conclusion after reading many of the early church fathers, Ignatius, Polycarp, Irenaeus, etc. Have you ever heard of such? Well, first of all, the first thing I'd say is I would not be surprised if you came to the conclusion that you can lose your salvation by studying the church fathers.
Absolutely.
Because that's definitely what they taught.
Yeah, Thomas Torrance, in his book, The Doctrine of Grace in the Apostolic Fathers, he says they all lost the concept of grace, all of them.
Right, and that's why the Catholic Church today and the Orthodox Church today teach that, yeah, you can lose your salvation. Not that you ever really get salvation. You don't get it until the very end after you die.
Well, in fact, that is, I think, what this person means in the question.
Right.
What I read a lot now, even from Calvinists, is they will say you're initially justified by faith alone apart from your works. And right. You're initially saved by grace through faith apart from works.
Right.
But there's a final justification, which is by works. And there's a final salvation, which is by works.
Right.
And so what you have right now is not guaranteed to last unless you persevere. You will even have Calvinists who say, if you fail in the race and you don't persevere, well, then you're not going to obtain final salvation. Now, you might call that an inheritance of everlasting life. Actually, in the scriptures, inheriting everlasting life most of the time refers to ruling with Christ.
Well, and let's talk about that. This person studied the church fathers and came to the conclusion that inheritance has to do with whether you're saved at all and you can lose it.
Right.
Because clearly there are verses that say in the Bible that you can lose your inheritance. That is true.
Right. But see, the problem, and you've already alluded to it twice now, is he studied the church fathers.
Right.
So, he didn't study the Bible.
Right. So when you go to the Bible and you look up how inheritance is used in the Bible, you will see that you can lose out, but what you're losing out on is something other than what the church fathers were talking about. What you're losing out on is what you said, ruling with Christ in the kingdom. It's an eternal reward that you can lose.
Absolutely. And the same is true in American law today. Your parent can disinherit you. I have a relative that was disinherited by her parents.
Right.
She was written out of the will.
But they were still her parents.
They were still her parents. They still loved her. They still saw her at family gatherings and everything else, but she was disinherited.
Right. So there's a biological connection there. There is definitely a parent-child relationship, but inheritance is a separate issue. In the same way, in salvation, when you believe in Jesus, John chapter 1, verse 12, you're given the right to become a child of God. And that is, once that's done, that is done. You become a child of God forever. But then you can lay up treasure in heaven, and
right. That
is conditional.
Right, exactly.
So, for example, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse
9 through 11, yeah.
Listen to what Paul says here, and I get this quoted to me all the time, Bob, as proof that you can lose your salvation. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? I have heard people quote that to me, and what they have said was, Paul says, you will not go to heaven when you die. And I say, where does it say that? And they'll say, look at that. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? And I say, okay, well, where does it say you won't go to heaven when you die? And then
right. They're
like, it says it right there. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. It says they won't inherit the kingdom of God. Let me continue to read. Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So twice he says, will not inherit the kingdom of God. Well, first of all, what's the kingdom of God?
Well, the kingdom of God is the return of Christ to establish his kingdom on earth.
A literal kingdom.
A literal kingdom. First the millennium, 1,000 years on the restored earth after the tribulation. Then we move to the new earth for the rest of the eternal kingdom.
But both times, it's a real kingdom on earth.
With real people.
If you're studying the church fathers, especially after Irenaeus, Augustine, St. Augustine really changes all this. They deny all of that. I mean, they totally lose the biblical eschatology, and they start going into Platonism. And that's where you get this idea that salvation is really us becoming spirits who kind of live on clouds it's a very immaterial type of heaven. And that's not what the Jewish people didn't know anything about that.
No, the Bible is very clear about bodily resurrection. But here in this passage, the unrighteous either refers to believers who are living unrighteously or to unbelievers.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on whether you think the unrighteous goes back to the beginning of chapter 6, where he says, verse 1, you're taking one another to law before the unrighteous. He means unbelievers. But then in verse 8, he says, no, you yourselves do wrong.
Mm.
Well, that's the Greek word for do unrighteous deeds. And so verse 9 could either refer to unbelievers, saying unbelievers aren't going to get into the kingdom, or I think, as you've already suggested, this is talking about believers who live unrighteously and saying they're not going to rule.
Right.
But in any case, it's interesting to note, he said before they were all these things, right? He lists a bunch of sins.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says in verse 11, such were some of you, but you were washed. That's positional. That's mm-hmm. not experience. You were sanctified. That means positional sanctification. That's another name for justification. You were set apart into God's family, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's emphasizing the fact they were set apart into the family, which is essentially justification, and now he actually mentions justification. All of those are positional truths. None of those are experience. He doesn't say, but such were some of you, but now you're living holy lives. I mean, he goes on to say in the rest of this chapter, they're going to temple prostitutes.
Yeah.
Does that sound like people who are doing real well? And he also starts the chapter with saying you're taking one another to court, which isn't right. Of course, chapters 1 through 4 are all about their divisions.
Right.
They're very divisive or divisive.
They're not doing well. These are not people on the road to inheritance.
Right. Really. The people who say, well, yeah, but if you're really born again, then you're really living the life. Well, you wouldn't go to 1 Corinthians to prove that.
No, not at all. So inheritance, to answer Hal's question, if you look at biblical inheritance, you know, there's a difference between sonship and inheritance. You
right.
know, there's a, are you a son or not? And then are you going to inherit or not is a separate issue. And the same is in the Christian life. Are you a son or not depends on whether or not you've believed in Jesus for his free gift of salvation. Now, whether or not you're going to inherit in his kingdom that is coming, that he's establishing, and he's looking for believers who will rule with him. That's the inheritance that you can potentially lose. It's not about losing your eternal salvation. It's about losing that.
Absolutely, because John 3:16 is clear. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but has everlasting life. If you've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your eternal salvation, then you are secure in him. But whether you lay up treasure in heaven and whether you rule with him in the life to come depends on whether you fight the good fight, finish the race, and keep the faith. And that's what God has called us to do.
If you're interested in the topic of eternal rewards, Bob wrote a book about this. It's called The Road to Reward. It deals with these issues. I want to give a free physical copy to the first 10 people who ask for it. Write radio@faithloan.org and ask for a free copy of Road to Reward. We need your physical address in order for that to happen. So write to radio@faithloan.org to get your free copy of Road to Reward by Bob Wilkin.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion on what we lose when we sin. Maybe you'd like to go deeper on the subjects that we cover in this show. And if that's the case, we would love for you to come visit us at our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our site, we have free magazine subscription. We have teaching videos, podcasts, blog posts, all kinds of free materials that are designed to help you grow and mature in your understanding of Scripture and faith. So come visit us at faithalone.org, faithalone.org. This show and all of our ministries are made possible from the generous donations of listeners just like you. I hope that you might consider becoming a financial partner with the Grace Evangelical Society. If so, you can find out how on faithalone.org. We love to hear from listeners just like you. Maybe you've got a question or a comment or some feedback. If you do, we want to hear from you. So here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. radio@faithalone.org. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk about whether or not believers are actually eternally secure. You're not going to want to miss that episode. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and until next time, let's keep grace in focus.